KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy here in Atlantic, and we have 15 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of only 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they arrested on Wednesday 37-year-old Matthew Corey Baker of Wyota. Baker was taken into custody on a district court warrant for failure to appear. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $300 bond. And on Tuesday, deputies in Cass County arrested 55-year-old Todd Russell Schrader of Atlantic on a felony charge of OWI third offense and for driving while revoked. Schrader was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held Wednesday on $6,000 bond. The sheriff's office said also no injuries were reported following an accident that took place at around 4:17 p.m. Wednesday on Highway 6 just southwest of Memphis Road. A 2005 Suzuki driven by 70-year-old Leonard Lee Kinney of Atlantic had been traveling eastbound on Highway 6 when Kinney lost control of the vehicle before it left the roadway and hit a tree. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $5,000. One person was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs following a single vehicle accident this morning in Council Bluffs. According to the police, 36-year-old Megan Ostrand of Council Bluffs was driving a 2007 Nissan Maxima southbound on Park Avenue at around 1:25 a.m. when she lost control of the vehicle near Pomona Street. The car hit several parked vehicles and a curb before flipping onto its roof. Ostrand suffered non-life-threatening injuries during the crash, which remains under investigation. She was cited for failure to maintain control of a motor vehicle and was being investigated for possible intoxication. Police in Red Oak Thursday morning arrested 41-year-old Jason Neil Beecham of Red Oak for allegedly violating a protective order. Beecham was taken into custody just before 8 a.m. and was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. The Glenwood Police Department said yesterday two people have been arrested on alcohol-related charges. On Wednesday, 44-year-old Ray Knipe of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for public intoxication second offense with his bond set at $10,000. And Thursday morning, 34-year-old Jacob Summers of Glenwood was arrested for OWI second offense. His bond was set at $2,000. The field and grassland fire danger rating in Shelby County was reduced on Thursday from extreme to high. The rating is in effect until the next update on Monday. Emergency management officials warned that conditions will still support large fire growth and resistance to firefighting efforts, so be sure to call 712-755-2124 if you plan to conduct an outdoor burn in Shelby County. And also don't forget to contact your local fire chief. The National Weather Service in Johnston reports two separate snow events look to impact Iowa over the next 72 hours. The first round of snow will primarily affect central, west, and southwest Iowa. From midnight tonight through noon on Saturday, forecast snow amounts range from about 1 inch in Ames to as much as 3 inches in southwest Iowa. The winds won't be too much of a factor, though, as they'll be easterly at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. But nevertheless, roadways could still become snow-covered and slippery. The second snow event will impact the area from noon Sunday through noon on Monday, with 2 to 4 inches of snow from southwest through central Iowa. As much as 4 to 6 inches of snow can be expected Sunday into Monday from Ames on north to the Minnesota border. Winds will be southeasterly at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and roadways are likely to become snow-covered and slippery. Visibilities as well Sunday into Monday may be less than 1 mile during periods of heavier snow, so the Monday morning commutes may be significantly impacted. If you have any travel plans in Iowa, especially Sunday afternoon through Monday morning, make sure you're prepared for snow-covered, slippery roads and increased travel times. The rest of next week looks to be cool, with temperatures in the 20s and 30s and lows dipping into the teens for several days next week. Elsewhere in the news, the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund has donated $600 to the weight room at the Atlantic High School. Trevor's mom and fund spokesperson Melanie Petty said Ryan Henderson, AHS teacher and coach, has implemented an online program called Team Builder. It allows 500 athletes and students to track their weights training, both in class and in their athletics if they're participating in any. Six magnetic cases were purchased that attach to the weight benches for PE students and athletes. A donation of $600 will be used to purchase the devices to go into the magnetic cases. After speaking with both Ryan and Amber Moore, Petty said that they found the device and program will be able to keep track of students' 4 years of progress at the high school. She said also that they're excited to help out with the projects and hope that the students will take advantage of this new technology. In the funeral announcements, Dale Fink, age 87, of Greenfield, died March the 2nd at the Stewart Community Care Center. Celebration of Life services for Dale Fink will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Margaret Casper Bauer, age 97, of Manning, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Margaret Casper Bauer will be today at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Jed Kaiser, age 33, of Hancock, has died. A celebration of life for Jed Kaiser will be today from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Carson Community Center, with Les Hills Funeral Home of Carson in charge of arrangements. Mary Louise Hansen, age 97, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday at Bethany Lutheran Home. A massive Christian burial for Mary Louise Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Christopher Bennett White, the one-month-old son of Christina Glover and Joel White of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Christopher White will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Marjorie Kuzel, age 93, of Manning, died Wednesday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Marjorie Kuzel will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Brenda Steffens, age 56, of Emmitsburg, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Brenda Steffens will be on Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Fouts Funeral Home in Dunlap. Roy Van Arnum, age 69, of Ida Grove, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Roy Van Arnum are currently pending at Christensen Van Houten Funeral Home of Ida Groves. And Charles Sandhorse, age 96, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Charles Sandhorst are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.